Chapter 33. I'm sending out good vibrations. What Sir Stinks-a-Lot failed to realize, however, was that old George and old Harold were still a part of him. Since they had all merged together, the two best friends' brains were now filled with super-powered Zygo Gogozizzle 24. It wasn't long before old George and old Harold had sorted through every particle of Zygo Gogozizzle 24 and every glowing jewel of energy that made up their hulkingly monstrous body. Soon, they knew everything, from the chemical makeup of their archenemy to the events that led to the destruction of Smart Earth. Old George and old Harold oozed up from the back of Sir Stinks-a-Lot's head and started sending a message. The two old friends thought as hard as they could, and soon a telepathic signal radiated from their gooey heads to their old treehouse miles away. Unfortunately, George and Harold were sound asleep. They didn't pick up the telepathic message at all. Luckily, someone else did. Tony, Orlando, and Dawn swooshed out of the treehouse and headed for a nearby shopping center. The fate of the entire planet was in their tiny paws.